You are beginning to see the signs of what we are going to call the turning. It certainly does not mean that everything evil is abolished, but it is certainly being asked to leave town, which is a fine beginning for what needs to happen next. This evil that has been across your land, and still is to some degree, has been a challenge not only to communities, but to individuals. And one of the things about, we're going to make a generalization, which we normally do not do, the American people have very strong wills. And it is still, in a strange way, a rebellious country, which is one of the fine qualities about it. It is, you do not get to come into my land and my home and take over with your strong-armed evil. And so this has been a massive personal and communal turn against people who are trying to do that. So we are happy for that, and we hope you are happy for that too. It does not mean it is perfect or that there is nothing to be concerned about, but it is like any, we hate to use the word, but we don't know what else goes here. Oh, yes, we know one. It is like any movement. It is continual. The energy must go continually into it in order for it to move forward and to succeed in the way it was intended to succeed. Now, while all that is going on, of course, there is what is going on in you. And that is always that is always a challenge. But sometimes it is interesting to watch the juxtaposition of two energy lines to see what is happening. So here is an energy line that is asking individuals to stand up against being oppressed. And then there is your personal energy line, which is asking you to stand up against being oppressed. But of course, the oppression on this end is different than the one on this hand. And yet they are both a call to make things better, to make things different. So if we took a moment and said, what is it about the oppression of the self that we need to take care of? And we believe you are all familiar with the critical voice, the voice that informs you that you are not enough, that your life is not what it should be, and that false power voice. If you had been different in this way or done this differently, without any understanding of your own development and what it and the hard work that it has taken to get you where you are. Now, what we are hoping is that this is going to make you less likely to fall victim to an oppressive voice. You have worked hard to be free of old voices, and this is the time to embrace your voice and to bring that into your world and to say to yourself, the voice that God has given me is the voice I want to hear. And that is the voice that God can speak through as well. So I want to look at the alignment that I have worked for, where the universe can speak to me and my own voice can pick up the energy of the universe. And that is the voice that I will be hearing. It will help me with what I say yes to, what I say no to. But more importantly, it will help me walk forward. When we use this word, we do not use it in the dogmatic religious sense, but there's a beautiful energy of faith that says, I was created, I am enough, I move forward in love, and whatever happens then, I know I'm walking with God. It is a beautiful thing and a difficult thing. And through the years, many people have been able to do it, and some have not been able to do it. But it is such a great unity to be able to feel all of that happening at once and to know that it is good. So we want to keep that in mind as we move forward, because will you stop being human? No, not in this lifetime. Humanity means you will always feel things. You will always need to be careful about things. But that divine alignment is something to strive for and to flow into, rather than flowing out to the voices outside of you that have perhaps brought you more pain than you actually need. So we are going to think about that in the coming time, because that is a position of spiritual rightness that we want to be able to move to even in a moment, to be able to get to in a moment. So if you will begin to breathe easily and deeply. Know that the blue of peace is all around you. And when you breathe in the blue of peace, you are aligning with the part of you that knows you best and that is best known. And be aware that a gentle rain is falling, and that that rain washes away whatever may be preventing you from the alignment that will best serve your life, that the alignment where you can be both peaceful and happy. And feel your energy begin to move up through your body, cleansing as it moves. Up past the heart, the throat, the third eye, and out through the crown. Feel the movement of your energy high in the night sky. And see the beautiful path that illuminates and calls you, and move all of your energy toward that illumination. And as you step onto the path, let go, because the path will take you upward. Fine and high and light. And let the air fill with the blessings the universe intends for you to have. And breathe them in. And feel how lightly your spirit moves you to a higher place. as the energy becomes finer and lighter, you come to the place where your teacher waits. Take this time, spend this time with your teacher. When you have spoken with your teacher, let the teacher give you a gift, and resting the mind, allow yourself to know that gift. Thank your teacher for being here with you, and receive the teacher's blessing. Now allow yourself to move into the sky freely, any way that you wish to move. Feel how it is to be completely free and completely loved. Take your place in your light, among the beautiful lights that are already here. Know that they are all sacred, and yours is sacred as well. Come back to the path and breathe in all the good blessings, all that is intended for you. Breathe it in. And come to the room again. And be above the room, and as a service, find a gift or a message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.